The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the second American infected with Ebola has arrived in the United States. Infected aid worker Nancy Reipel, 59 years old, is being brought to Emory University Hospital in the Atlanta area. She is going to be treated in an isolation ward along with Dr. Kent Brantley, who had also contracted the disease and whom we received a few days earlier. They did the refuel in Maine, very similar flight, same plane from what I understand. The good news is that they're both still alive. All right, Ebola can kill very rapidly. There's been reports of workers have given us some eyewitness accounts that these people infected with Ebola, they look great one day, healthy, etc., and then they're on their deathbed the next, and it's very, very frightening at which the speed at which this happens. From what we understand, you know, right now they're both stable. Dr. Brantley had done very, very well with an experimental serum. We had heard yesterday that he had improved miraculously. Reipel, 59 years old, is going to go from Dobbins Air Reserve Base to an isolation unit at Emory University Hospital for treatment. She had been on the same specially equipped plane, from what we understand, and I believe it was about a 14-hour flight. All right, after leaving Monrovia, the capital of Liberia. She was listed in serious but stable condition after she had contracted Ebola while working with patients in the West African nation. Now, they say Reipel was kept in isolation the whole time. I feel bad because, I mean, you know, this woman has accomplished so much in her life, and unfortunately we only know her as the one that was infected with Ebola coming to the United States. But God bless these two and any of the workers over there busting their butts right now to help save these people with Ebola. They say she had been kept in isolation in her Liberian home since her diagnosis last month. She was only able to walk now with assistance. She's a 15-year veteran of international humanitarian efforts. She worked at a missionary clinic where her duties included disinfecting medical personnel coming and going from an Ebola treatment facility. Right now, we're close to 900 people in terms of the death toll in four West African nations because of Ebola. Her flight did make a brief stop in Maine for refueling. Nobody should be concerned in Maine that they could be getting Ebola. All right, she stayed on the plane. She didn't run around and go pee, okay? I know, let me just jump out, you know, run in and get a big gulp and use the restroom and maybe play a couple quarters in the slot machine or buy some Powerball tickets. Don't worry, none of that happened, okay? There was a federal customs inspection, then went to the Georgia hospital, and they did this pretty expeditiously. She's going to join Dr. Brantley. From what we understand, both are receiving an experimental drug never tested for safety in humans. This was something made from, I believe, mice, using the antibodies from mice. They hope that what this treatment will do is boost their immune system such that they can then turn around and fight the disease on their own. They are remained quarantined, okay? Right now, they're in a facility. They don't have to be in the hazmat suits. They get to be comfortable, but it is a facility that's also partnered with the CDC. Relatives are able to talk to them. They cannot go into the same room, obviously, because we don't want relatives getting sick and spreading it in case somebody touches somebody else's bodily fluids, but they are able to talk to them through a glass window. How, you know, just how tragic, horribly, horribly tragic. There's been some concern. There was a patient, I believe, in a Bronx hospital that had been quarantined and tested for Ebola, but the latest was that, no, he doesn't have Ebola. There was a woman who collapsed at an airport in London the other day. Again, she was screened and tested, no Ebola. So, you know, we're on high alert. We are nervous. We are very panicked. And, you know, I don't want this to be a huge scare. I don't want people freaking out to the degree that they're going to be hurting each other or, you know, however, we are now seeing that certain countries are stopping flights to Sierra Leone. I believe London has been stopping flights, to you know, and I mean, we are taking precautions, and I think precautions are important. I really think they are. You know, we've discussed what some of the symptoms could be. So, again, quick review. We want to make sure that if there is any high fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, flu-like symptoms, okay, not all flu is going to be considered Ebola. But for this time of year, flu is rare. So if you do have any of these symptoms, you want to get checked. And you might as well remind the doctor and say, you know, look, just for poops and giggles. You know, I was at the mall, I was at an airport, can you just make sure this isn't that? Now, understand you will be quarantined, all right, and until they can test you. And they do have tests to detect if you have the virus or not, so I trust those. Where we have a problem is the vaccine and the treatment. You know, if we don't have the treatment yet, that's very nerve-wracking. But I do feel comfortable that they are able to you know, they are able to identify, isolate, et cetera. From what I understand, you know, they're still kind of working on as close as possible to something that they think they could use. Unfortunately, when this outbreak came about, they weren't ready. Of course not. They weren't ready. You know, we've been working on swine flu, and we've been, I don't know, studying cow farts. Right? Remember, there's that study on cow farts, etc. You know, so, I mean, we're doing research on a variety of things. I think there was some sort of a sexual study, a huge sexual study, getting some sort of funding. Now it looks like NewLink Genetics has landed a $1 million contract to make the Ebola vaccine. All right? They are owned by Bioprotection Systems Corp. They announced a letter contract with the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency for studies that will bring an Ebola vaccine licensed from the Public Health Agency of Canada closer to human clinical trials. So they're working on it, but as you can see, nothing yet. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So something positive might have come out from Obamacare, although I know it's very, very difficult for us to see, but a report has come out that more young adults are getting mental health care under Obamacare. All right? They say the number of young American adults getting mental health treatment has risen since the rule on dependent coverage went into effect with the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act. This is being reported by Drugs.com. The key provision obviously ensures that those aged 19 to 25 have the option to remain on their parents' health insurance. Since 2010, if you were 25 years old and you did not have a job that provided health insurance, you could go on and you could stay on your parents' insurance. In the new study, researchers found that the move may be allowing more young adults to receive mental health care. They say the number of 18 to 25-year-olds in mental health treatment rose nationally by a few percentage points among those who had potential symptoms of psychiatric conditions. According to Dr. Jeff Bornstein, psychiatrist and president of the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation, New York City, says this is very good news. Often mental health disorders like schizophrenia, depression, substance abuse usually first manifest in this 19 to 25 age group. And so he added that the doctors can keep some young adults some of these disorders can prevent these people from working, and then they don't get health insurance, etc. Now, let's say the Affordable Health Care Act obviously does not allow you to be on your parents' insurance plan after age 25. So now you're 26, 27 years old, and you're like, well, now what do I do? If you did have a disabling mental health condition, like schizophrenia, severe bipolar, etc., you could qualify for disability. All right, so, and then Medicare takes over. So adults with mental health disorders many times do get government aid. So, you know, yeah, I understand Obamacare and allowing kids to still stay on their parents' insurance will help. They're not going to be screwed once they hit 25. However, all right, milder cases, yeah, they can't afford health insurance on their own. This could be very troubling. Now, the word I'm getting and what I'm seeing is many young Americans can't afford even their parents' health insurance, so they're not on it. I mean, my parents couldn't. When I turned 18, immediately they made me find my own plan because it was cheaper than being on theirs. Nowadays, it's cheaper to be on your parents' plan as a dependent than it is going out and getting your own insurance. However, as the parents' plan is going up and going up and going up and becoming more and more expensive, some of these kids are saying, you know what, I'll opt out. It's not worth you spending an extra $400 a month on me, Mom. I could just go and get something done as a cash patient. For the study, researchers used data from an annual government health study that included questions used to screen mental health or substance abuse problems. Between 2008 and 2012, there were over 20,000 18 to 25-year-olds with potential signs of these conditions. Now, they found that before the rule took effect, 31% of these people had received some sort of treatment. After the rule, 33%. So not a heck of a lot, but then again, you know, it's in the medical spectrum, 2% is huge. So they say the reverse was true from 26 to 35-year-olds. In 2008-2009, 38% that had private insurance covered their last mental health visit. After 2010, that dropped to 29%. So even though they are citing what a success this is, that young adults are getting treatment and mental health treatment, they are failing to emphasize that the numbers are looking more and more grim once you're over 26 years old. Now, what type of mental health issues are we talking about? Depression, anxiety, insomnia, mood disorders, oppositional defiant, anger, attention deficit. There's a lot of quote-unquote conditions considered mental health that are very, very expensive to treat. So we still have a long way to go. Are we attracting enough physicians and nurses in the psychiatric field? The answer to that is no, and a very serious no. And I don't know how to attract more. I really don't. I don't know what the answer is. Okay? You know, personally, I found psychology and psychiatry fascinating, but there was only one person in my whole entire class of 53 that went into psychiatry, and he went into child psychiatry. So I don't think my class graduated, my particular class in UNR, graduated one person that went into psychiatry. I'd have to double check that. Most of us went into family medicine or internal medicine or surgery or one of the specialties. Why wouldn't psychiatry be an attractive profession? All right, and for you know, I know to a layman they think, well, because you know you're dealing with people that could hurt you and hit you, etc. You get that anywhere. I mean, most of the doctors shot where I lived weren't psychiatrists; they were internists or endocrinologists, or, you know, usually mostly internists or primary care. So I wouldn't worry about that. It's not a safety issue. It's, you know, what is driving you to go into medicine? You want to help people. And many of us, we go into it very altruistically. Okay, I didn't expect to be faked. I didn't expect to be paid. I wanted job security. I wanted to know that I would have a job. But I didn't expect to make a crap load of money, because I started going into medicine when things were changing. No problem, okay? But the one thing I noticed during my psychiatric rotation is many of the patients we took care of were very different from your obstetrical patients or your primary care patients, where they were like, thank you, doctor, you made me feel better, thank you. It is a less thankful job many times when you work in psychiatry. Now, psychology, I loved. I loved psychology because you sat there, you talked to the patient, and you could see the relief. You could see the fruits of your effort. And for me, I found psychology to be a lot more attractive than psychiatry. Even though I like chemistry, I thought that, you know, putting somebody on the right medication and hoping they don't go off the medication and hurt somebody, I found that to be extremely intimidating. And for me, I found the psychiatry profession extremely intimidating. So for those people in psychiatry, you guys have a hell of a lot of cojones, and God bless you for doing it. Really. But for me, I was too intimidated. And I loved making somebody feel better, sitting there talking to them and listening to them for an hour. That felt good when we got to do some of that. I love that. Get to sit down, relax, see what their problem is, help them feel better. I still do that. Even with my patients that I have time to sit down and talk with, and you know, and they go, oh my gosh, that makes me feel so much better. Thank you. That is so rewarding. It is. So I notice that field attracts more. Plus, with psychology, you don't have to get your MD or your DO like you do with psychiatry. So you can get away with less schooling, less expense. But for psychiatrists to manage these mental health facilities or to take care of these patients from a medicinal perspective, we just don't have enough. And I don't know how to incentivize. You know, the ways to incentivize doctors these days is, all right, well, you will forgive some of their loans. If they practice in a rural setting, if they practice in a certain field, you have the profession as a whole that will help pay off the loans or some government funding, etc. And student loans to become a psychiatrist could well be into the $200,000+. That's a lot of money, but that's just for one doctor. Just one. That's a hell of a lot of money. So you're talking trying to get five doctors. That's a million. Really? A million. 50, that's 10 million. The government would have to spend $10 million to get 50 psychiatrists. I mean, there's not a lot of bang for the buck, which is another reason why we just don't have these quote-unquote loan forgiveness programs out there, etc. And you can't ask the medical, you can't ask a medical school to train somebody for free. They can't afford to do that. They won't. Remember, medical schools are universities. Universities are business institutions. They are institutions. They have to be able to create profit, loss, etc., or people lose their jobs. Now, I mean, could the government do that? Say, all right, you have to graduate one psychiatrist out of every medical school for free if they go into psychiatry. The problem is, what if somebody changes their mind? There's not a lot of people that go into medicine and say, this is what I want to do. Even for me, I went into medicine, and even though I thought I knew what I wanted to do, it changed half a dozen times. I'm like, oh, I like this. Oh, I really like this. It was usually surgery. I wanted to go from orthopedic surgery to cardiovascular surgery to gastric surgery to dermatology to obstetric gynecology back to cardiothoracic surgery back to just cardiac surgery until I finally decided, you want to what? No. I'll go back to family medicine because it looks like I could have a family and I could still do my thing. So, you know, you can't expect somebody in pre-med to know that they want to become a psychiatrist. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you ask me which is better, a steroid injection or physical therapy. And for years, I really couldn't answer that because some of my patients really love steroid injections in their knees and elbows and shoulders, etc. And for many of you, physical therapy works well. Well, a study has come out saying just that. They're equal. Researchers compared the treatments for people with shoulder impingement syndrome, which is kind of a persistent pain that you could get from tendonitis, bursitis, other inflammation of the shoulder joint, and they compared physical therapy versus injections. And they found that it seemed to give them the same amount of relief. Dr. Ron, let me see what his first name is, Daniel Ron, physical therapist at the Center for the Intrepid at Brooke Army Medical Center in Fort Sam, Houston, Texas, says, I think there is a strong consensus that exercises can help, and patients may also get a referral to physical therapy for this condition, but because of the pain and inflammation that is sometimes present with shoulder impingement, corticosteroid injections are also a very common treatment used by general practitioners, orthopedists, and rheumatologists. So, some people, they want a shot, get the shot, go, be fine over the next few days, feel great. Others, they want the therapy. They want to gain the strength, and they want to put the time into it. Dr. Ron randomly divided 104 patients with this kind of pain into two groups. One group received the physical therapy twice a week for 3 weeks. The therapist evaluated weakness, mobility, and pain and performed stretches, contracting relaxation techniques, and reinforcing exercises on the shoulder or upper spine area. Others received up to 3 injections of corticosteroids over the course of a year. You're really not supposed to get more than one every 3 months. But 3 injections of corticosteroids a year, that's every 4 months. So usually we can get away with that because that's over the 3-month mark. They also received printed instructions for gentle exercises to do at home. Both groups had significant improvement in symptoms after just 1 month, which continued over the 1 month period of the study. Patient scores on pain and disability were reduced by half with either treatment. 60% of the steroid injection group had returned to the primary care doctor for shoulder pain again, compared though to 37% of the physical therapy. The injection group was also more likely to end up having more injections or needing additional physical therapy. So basically, even though the pain resolved, and you seem to, within that year, have similar results long term, which makes sense, physical therapy seems to kind of win. Now, again, what happens with physical therapy? Well, physical therapy does a variety of things. Number one is it works the muscles, it works the tendons, the ligaments, etc., to the degree that they're supposed to be worked. These physical therapists are geniuses. Whoever designed the therapy modalities, wow. This is why I'm such a huge fan of physical therapies and chiropractors, etc., because, you know, I'm tired of just going to pharmaceuticals to treat. You need to touch the patient. You need to do exercises. You don't want to baby the joint, but you want to give the joint attention. You know, people with physical therapy, they don't seem to abuse their joints as much as others, which is why I think a lot of athletes should already be in some sort of physical therapy regimen whenever they hurt themselves, because I think they treat their joints a little bit better than people who don't. Look at how, I completely forgot about my knees. I expected my knees to do what they did until I got hurt, and still I had to do physical therapy, and then I'm like, wow, I think I need to pay them more mind. Steroids, they only last X amount of time. Steroids, by their half-life, usually last about a good few months. Remember, there could be side effects with steroid injections. You could have an increase in blood pressure, increase in diabetes. You could have an increase of infection of the joint. Alright, because steroids decrease your immune system. However, if the pain or the impingement, let's say, and this study is just with the shoulder, I don't know if we could extrapolate this to knee, to back, etc., but with the shoulder, if you have inflammation, that inflammation is there chronically. So the shot, once it wears off, if you have chronic inflammation, you're going to be in pain again. If the inflammation was acute, sometimes these injections can make the pain go away, the inflammation go away, and you're fine. So, injections also appear to be cheaper because a lot of you are now finding physical therapy to not be covered on your insurance. Or you're just able to get X amount of physical therapy treatments. One of the biggest complaints I hear from a lot of my patients is the physical therapy worked, but there wasn't enough. And it's expensive to go a few times a week. It really is. I get that. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a tanning salon in Texas that is advertising that indoor tanning prevents skin cancer. This is being reported by KVII TV's ConnectAmarillo.com. Neil Sun Tanning Salon owner Blake Goldson claims to have reports from the CDC and the World Health Organization that says mortality rate is cut in half for people who tan. Okay, right now, Goldson said there is no research that exists that shows a casual between indoor tanning and increased incidence of skin cancer melanoma. This should have been typed to say a casual association between indoor tanning, etc. On July 29th, the acting U.S. Surgeon General released a report warning against sunbathing and indoor tanning bed use, citing a 200% jump in deadly melanoma. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, 5 million people are treated for skin cancer annually. Melanoma is the deadliest. It kills 9,000 people a year. This is pretty scary stuff. Of course, the salon owners say, look, not enough evidence. All right, the incidences are decreasing. According to Goldston, they say it's interesting that in the U.S., the incidence of melanoma has been on the decline. Well, that's because we're telling people to not tan. All right. So the reason why I brought this up is some of you have said, look, you need to go and get a baseline tan before you go out to the Caribbean or to your Mexican honeymoon. And if you do that, you're going to be less inclined to get skin cancer. There has been no proof or no evidence of that. Going to get a baseline tan to prevent you from skin cancer. In fact, logic dictates that any sun damage you become exposed to or you incur from the first basic tan makes you more weak for the next sun exposure. So I, as a doctor, have never told anybody to go and get a baseline tan. All I do, and I will still continue to do, is tell you to protect yourself. In 2014, the American Cancer Society estimates that about 76,000 new melanomas will be diagnosed, and about 9,700 people will die from the disease. Melanoma, however, is one of the less common causes of skin cancer. Unfortunately, it's the majority of skin cancer deaths. The other thing I'm really concerned about with these tanning beds is my sister she had gone to a fertility clinic years ago, and one of the questions they asked her is how much has she indoor tanned. Apparently there was some flirtations with the idea that indoor tanning could cause ovary issues, infertility, etc. And that's kind of concerning. Now, I don't know what follow-up studies have been done, but I think when you sit there, and I've done tanning booths. I mean, I'm a girl. Of course I'm going to try a tanning booth. I liked it. You get to sit there, etc. But I have to admit, it was very eerie. I'm letting myself get fried. You're practically naked. You have those little eye things on there, and I would not open up my eyes. And, you know, you're like, okay, you know, how long do I cook for? I mean, I did find the process concerning. However, I do understand that a tan, and remember, I can't speak and tell you guys not to tan because look at me. I am whiter than white, and it's embarrassing. People always diagnose me with anemia and want to give me a transfusion and want to walk in their office. And I understand right now society dictates a tan, good-looking body. But I wish we could kind of go opposite because I'm scared to death when I diagnose somebody with melanoma, and I hope to God it didn't spread. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3662. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this study was kind of frightening. They say poverty is linked to diabetic amputations in low-income neighborhoods in California. They say people in these neighborhoods are twice as likely, if they're diabetic, to have a leg or foot amputated as those living in wealthier areas. Twice as likely. That's a scary statistic. The study was published in the Journal of Health Affairs, and it underscores the big differences in outcomes for diabetic patients throughout the state. They say, according to Dr. Carl Stevens, one of the authors and the clinical professor at UCLA David Geffen School of Medicine, says we are not particularly surprised, but we are disturbed. Is it okay that we are losing limbs in low-income people? Most Americans would find this inequality in outcomes unacceptable, regardless of their political leanings or their opinions. They say 1 in 7 Californians have diabetes. We've talked about diabetes. The mass majority are type 2 cases. All right. We talked about how people can lose their feet. Fortunately, you get a cut. You get a some bacteria that gets just whittles its way into the skin, infects the area of the skin, causes an ulcer, seems to spread to the bone, can cause an infection in the bone. And once the infection hits the bone, many people need the amputation if the antibiotics can't get to it. And a diabetic doesn't seem to respond as well to conventional therapy as a non-diabetic would. And unfortunately, we've seen gangrenous toes. We've seen some pretty scary stuff. And when I was in training, of course, the lower income patients would come in already having a gangrenous foot, whereas somebody more in high society, we rarely would see because they had already had a doctor, or it had been seen, or it had been very noticed at the pool or whatnot. Now, the problem is somebody is going to make this political. And whenever they make it political, things get stalled. Okay? You know, our low-income patients not having access to health care is a huge cause of this. However, my concern is, doesn't California already have a huge Medicaid base and HMOs and a variety of socialized medicine settings already readily available to low-income patients? So what I'm concerned about here is if they're trying to say that we need to become more socialized to get low-income patients the help they need with their diabetic feet, my question is why isn't the current system working to begin with? From what I understand, California spends millions upon millions upon millions on their Medicaid program. All right. And 1 in 7 Californians has diabetes. The study did not determine the cause of the higher rates of amputation, but researchers said less access to ongoing primary care, coordinated teams of providers, trained specialists likely contributes to the problem. In addition, patients in low-income neighborhoods may not be educated about their health and may have fewer places to buy healthy food or to exercise safely. Now, I have to admit, that is a huge issue. I lived in places where, no, it was not safe to run. And going running is a very, very easy sport that a lot of us enjoy. Going to the gym starts to cost a little bit more. Okay, I don't pay for a gym membership. And buying a piece of equipment in the house, which we've done, that can be pretty costly. So we know that if you are struggling financially, it is going to be a lot more difficult for you to enjoy the same sort of workouts and gym and country club arenas that wealthier people do. However, I cannot allow the excuse that if you're low income, you just eat junk food. Okay? I mean, I think we all have the potential to make smart food choices. Okay? I mean, when I had $6 for groceries for the whole week years ago, and I made sure I had a milk, a meat, a fruit, and a carb, and I made that last the whole week. That's some, you know, and I'm not saying, okay, everybody has to learn how to live on $6 a week. Trust me, after 20 years, you can't buy hardly anything for $6. But I can't stand when I hear, well, low income, people, are forced to just get junk food. No, that's not the case. Okay? We all have choices. Now, mind you, I am at the store. Vegetables can be pretty expensive. You buy a vegetable tray, it's like $14.99. $14.99 for a vegetable tray that's going to only last a couple days. So I get that. I understand your produce, your fruits and vegetables are becoming more and more expensive. I get that. Your meat, your fresh meat is getting more and more expensive, etc. But that doesn't mean when we are struggling financially, we go to the ho-hos or the cupcakes or the cookies. You know, when I buy junk food, I buy it for comfort food. All right, and I'm guilty of that. But I can't say that I went and bought those cookies because I'm struggling financially. That's not fair. I could have very easily bought something more whole grain and made it last. So, going further, they say, as in the state as a whole, the amputation rates in L.A. County in 2009 were roughly double in poor neighborhoods than more affluent ones. They say in other parts of the country, the disparities are even greater. For example, there were 11 amputations per 1,000 diabetics in Compton compared to 1 per 1,000 patients in Beverly Hills. Oh, I'm sorry, in parts of L.A. County. I apologize. Nationwide weights, amputation rates have dropped overall from 5.8 to 1,000 people in 1990 to 2.8 per 1,000 people in 2010. You know, what about the idea of them not being able to get the education? When you're low income, are you not getting the education? Where do we get our education for diabetes? Does the average wealthy person or middle class or low income person read a book on diabetes, read a pamphlet? Where you get the education many times is to sit down with your physician. So the access to healthcare is probably going to be the biggest obstacle to getting these people the education that they need. Okay? You know, many people have access to a television or a radio, but with the exception of my show or Dr. Oz or Dr. Gupta, you rarely have somebody sit there constantly every day talking about these medical illnesses and these medical issues. So we need to drastically, we need to get education to these people. However, if you were having diabetes and you were told that once you're diagnosed, you're going to have to be on medication, you're going to have to prick your finger, and you're going to get blood work, you know, no matter what income, I see many people saying, you know what, I'm just going to handle it on my own. Don't bother me. I don't want to go there. And, you know, that may not be an income exclusive choice. So my concern is if you do have twice as many amputations in poorer populations, and California is kind of on the forefront of how they're handling their socialized medicine and their Medicaid program to see if they can, you know, if they are able to financially afford the numbers of low-income residents that they have and illegal immigrants, how will the rest of the country do it? So we're watching them closely. But if they're still having problems, then you wonder if this setting or this setup of Medicaid is even the right way to go. We're putting all this money into Medicaid, and are people even using it? Remember there was that study that one-third of people with health insurance still don't even use it? If people don't want to go to the doctor, how do you make them go? Even if they have the access. You know, it's tough. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.